What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, April 24th, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. Speaking of trying to keep out of trouble, Trump needs to stop going off script, because he can say some things which seem innocuous on the face of it, but quickly can be turned against him. And basically, the latest one that everybody's jumping on is the claim, and I emphasize this is only a claim, that Trump suggested injecting disinfectant to cure coronavirus. Now, that's not exactly what he said. He was talking about this report about disinfectants, disinfecting surfaces and stuff, and he just sort of mused, you know, would it be possible to do something similar for people? Which I guess is a legitimate question. But of course, everybody jumped on it and said, you know, oh my goodness, he's telling people to inject themselves with Clorox and Lysol and all the rest of that stuff. And of course, the manufacturers of those products are already out there saying, no, no, you can't do that. That would be really dumb thing. And they're trying to basically tarnish Trump with that. Now, in defense of Trump, all he said was disinfectant. And alcohol is a disinfectant. So I would be willing to offer myself as a test subject for an experiment to infuse my body with vodka, high-quality scotch, or even the local moonshine, see if I get the coronavirus or not. So anything for the name of science, what can I tell you here? Now, over in France, you're going to love this one. They noticed that smokers are underrepresented among the coronavirus patients by quite a wide margin. And so French researchers are now starting to give nicotine patches to coronavirus patients and frontline workers, because there's got to be an explanation for the lower rates of infection. And they're saying it's either the nicotine is preventing the infection, or it prevents the body from overreacting to the infection, which is what causes the lethality, the cytokine storms. So, I mean, talk about an upside-down world. We can walk into a bank wearing a mask and nobody gets upset, and now the smokers and drinkers are the healthiest ones among us. Just think about that one for a little while. Okay, so moving right along here. Apparently, Chris Cuomo's wife, Christina, went out there on Twitter. Actually, she's got a lifestyle blog, and said she poured half a cup of Clorox in her bath twice a week to help cure her coronavirus. Now, magazine editor Christina Cuomo shared that the bleach is technically salt, which it isn't, and she used it to combat the radiation and metals in my system. Now, this, of course, is in direct contrast to warnings given by Clorox itself, that contact with the skin should be avoided. By the way, is it just me, or is all the talking heads that are coming down with coronavirus working for CNN? Now, right now, there's a big brouhaha regarding Georgia, and Governor Brian Kemp has reopened some of the state's businesses, which a lot of people think are not essential, like bowling alleys, beauty parlors. And the mayor of Atlanta is slamming the governor, saying it's an irresponsible decision, says he's sacrificing lives for the sake of the economy. Trump strongly disagrees with Georgia opening some facilities. I don't know, I'm ready to hop in the car and drive over there and get a haircut. Now, there's been a recent study published in The Lancet suggesting that the real number of COVID-19 cases in China might be four times higher than has been publicly stated. Now, according to the Hong Kong researchers who did the study, the discrepancy may be due to evolving definitions throughout the pandemic of what China's National Health Commission considered a confirmed case. And if you'll remember, partway through monitoring China's COVID cases, that was that huge jump in the number of cases because they changed the definitions. So Bill Gates is still out there pushing immunity passports and tech-enabled surveillance to combat COVID. And, of course, a vaccine. Always a vaccine. Ooh, he loves those vaccines. Anyway. CDC is still wiping the egg off its face because those first test kits they put out actually were tainted with the coronavirus. And so they were putting out a lot of false positives. And they're saying that part of the problem was with a negative control. That is a part of the test meant to be free of any trace of the coronavirus as a critical reference for confirming the test was working properly overall. That's what happens when you fast track stuff and you rush stuff and it's not thought all the way through. You forget important things like a control, like a negative control. Over in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer was very upset over a demonstration outside her home last Thursday. And that was the same day that news broke Whitmer plans to extend the state's virus stay-at-home order until May 15th, which she came on out and said it was in response to the protests. I'm going to punish the protesters. How dare you? So protesters are not happy about that, but now it looks like the legislature may strip the governor of reopening powers, basically say this decision will be made by the legislative body. So we'll see what happens there. California has now banned protests on state property after a large shutdown protest against Governor Newsom. So Operation Gridlock came to California's capital in Sacramento. Hundreds of demonstrators demanded data over dictators and freedom, not Newsom. And despite having issued the permit to the protesters, the California Highway Patrol, citing some demonstrators' decision to violate social distancing, announced Wednesday that they'll no longer issue permits for any protests at any state properties, including the Capitol. A decision that effectively bans residents from exercising their First Amendment protected right to peacefully protest on state property. The boot is coming down, as they say. All righty. Now, even though cruise lines have suspended their operations, there's another outbreak aboard a cruise ship. This cruise ship has no passengers on it, but it's an Italian cruise ship docked at Nagasaki for repairs. And the crew is still living on board the ship. And 48 crew members have now tested positive for coronavirus. The ship is called the Costa Atlantica. It's been docked since January 29th. 623 crew members are still living on board. No passengers here. Okay. A study of 318 outbreaks in China found transmission occurred out of doors in only one. Now, that's significant because part of what Trump came out with was this study by Homeland Security saying that sunlight kills the coronavirus. And if you're outdoors, social distancing or not, the sunlight's going to kill the virus. Ultraviolet light will kill the virus. You can't get ultraviolet light inside you. This is going to be a boom for the tanning salons, I'll bet you. But apparently they found transmission occurring out of doors in only one case out of 318, and that is very, very significant. All right, Virginia protesters demand the reopening of the state, but no one sees it because of King Zuckerberg, who's out there deciding on your behalf what you can see and what you can't see. Illinois has extended their stay at home through May, maybe into June. Now, a while back, New York put out this disturbing do not resuscitate order. And apparently emergency responders aren't complying. They're refusing. And so as a result, New York has now rescinded the DNR order. I thought it was kind of a dumb thing for them to do in the first place here. Joe Biden is out there claiming that Trump will try to postpone the presidential election because of COVID-19. I don't think so. I think they want this thing to go away as quickly as it can without being very obvious that there was an overreaction to begin with. But apparently, Joe Biden said during a virtual fundraiser Thursday evening that he believes his Republican opponent will try to postpone the November election. I don't know. Joe, I don't know. All right. In the international news here, Turkey is condemning the Israeli plan to annex the occupied West Bank. And Turkey has called it an extremely dangerous mindset aimed at extorting occupied Palestinian lands. The spokesman of the foreign ministry in Ankara, Hami Aksoy, made his comment in a written statement issued today. We believe that such grave steps, which would undermine international law and wound the common conscience of humanity, would not be accepted or supported by any member of the international community who has a sense of justice and responsibility. Now, this relates to the fact that the new joint government of Gantz and Netanyahu says that starting in July, they're going to start annexing, which is diplomatic speak for stealing, sections of the West Bank. Now, the European Union had issued a warning that Israel would suffer consequences if it moves to annex more occupied West Bank land. They've apparently backed off of that. Pardon me. Meanwhile, over in Syria, they've issued a declaration that liberating the Golan Heights is a priority. They want it back, especially now that they found all that oil and gas underneath it. But apparently the territory was seized from Syria toward the end of the Six-Day War and officially annexed in 1981. The United Nations, under pressure by some permanent members of the Security Council, continues to fail to put its resolutions relevant to ending the Israeli occupation of the Arab lands into effect, particularly resolutions number 242, 338, and 497. Yeah, I wonder who vetoed those. Okay, there is a veterans group, and they call themselves Win Without War, and their executive director, Stephen Miles, is out there basically saying, demanding that there be no more money spent for the Pentagon's wasteful war machine, saying that what has happened in this country is very obvious. All the money was spent for weapons and war in all these countries, and domestic resources that could have helped the nation respond to coronavirus have been chronically underfunded. So they sent this message to the congressional leadership, was signed by over 60 different organizations. They're saying, you know, no more money for war. We've got to fix the problems here at home. And they're absolutely right. They're absolutely right. All right, last night, the House of Representatives finally passed their version of the Emergency Small Business Loan Extension Program. Pelosi stalled out for over a week, giving late-night interviews while sitting at home eating gourmet ice cream. And then she turned around and tried to say it was the GOP that was holding everything up. But it passed. Trump signed it just a couple of hours ago, so that is now going into effect. So, question coming out of Investment Watch blog, how long can Saudi Arabia and Russia survive in a world of $20 oil? Meanwhile, the Saudis have turned on America. They're sending a flotilla of tankers full of cheap oil to sink U.S. shale and oil. There are places in this country right now where gasoline is less than a dollar per gallon. Now, I'm old enough to remember when gas was like 25 cents a gallon, but I've under a dollar per gallon, haven't seen that in a while. Have not seen that in a while at all. Oh. All righty. 550 illegal boat migrants have landed in Great Britain during the Wuhan virus lockdown. And they basically just get into the boats on France, sail across the English Channel, or row across the English Channel. And at least 550 boat migrants have made the trip since the two countries imposed their nationwide lockdowns roughly 1 month ago to fight the spread of the coronavirus. Now, maybe they should have gone to Oregon instead. A little bit more of a trip, understandably. But the Oregon Emergency Board has approved $10 million for illegal aliens from the COVID aid funding. Now, the Joint Emergency Board in Oregon convened to basically carve off a chunk of this cash for the illegal immigrants. The board members are 13 Democrats to 7 Republicans. they voted down funding for rural hospitals. But the illegal immigrants get cash handouts. I'm absolutely appalled at that. They're not even supposed to be here. If they want to be U.S. citizens, there is a legal immigration process they can go through. And if they go through that and they become legal citizens, welcome. I hope we're not a disappointment. But this constant pandering to the illegal immigrants, giving them money that is needed by legal American citizens, there's something seriously, seriously out of whack for that. Meanwhile, over in Greece, the European Union is going to pay for migrants' hotel accommodations. And apparently they're going to move 2,380 migrants from reception centers located in the eastern Aegean islands to hotels and apartment accommodations on the mainland. The plan, which comes as European economies suffer massive losses because of the coronavirus, is being organized by the International Organization of Migration and the United Nations. The European Union will foot what promises to be an enormous bill. Polls in Italy are showing that support for an Italexit is growing. And as negotiations over financial aid for countries affected by the coronavirus have dragged on in Brussels, anti-EU sentiment is rising in many countries. This is particularly apparent in Italy, which has been the hardest hit member of the bloc during the crisis. Let's see. Belgium, France, Greece, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, Portugal, Slovenia, and Spain have been pushing for the issuing of so-called corona bonds, which would distribute the debt among all countries in the bloc. The frugal four, however, Austria, Finland, Germany, and the Netherlands, are rejecting the suggestion and have called for the activation of the European Stability Mechanism, which would allow member states to take out loans in the form of bond purchases from the European Central Bank. Everybody's running out of money here. Okay, a little bit of good news for you gun enthusiasts out there. In California, a federal judge has blocked a California gun law that required people to undergo a background check before purchasing ammunition. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez in San Diego called the regulations onerous and convoluted, adding that they violated a citizen's Second Amendment rights. Benitez ruled in favor of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, which had asked him to halt the background checks with a preliminary injunction. Instead, he's just tossed the law up. It's unconstitutional. Marbury versus Madison. If it's unconstitutional, it's not really a law. Another judge has dismissed the lawsuit brought by hate hoaxer Jesse Smollett, alleging malicious prosecution. So he's been shown the door on that one here. Last night, we had destructive tornadoes that hit Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. 7 people killed, dozens injured. And it destroyed homes, businesses, and cars. More than 150,000 customers lost their electric power. 2 people were killed and 1 was critically injured after a tornado touchdown in Marshall County, Oklahoma, around 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Oklahoma's Department of Emergency Management said at least 12 homes were damaged. More than 7,000 people left without power. A number of cars were damaged, with 1 ending up in a tree, and 2 factories, J&I Manufacturing and Oklahoma Steel and Wire. Another tornado hit Garvin County, Oklahoma, damaging 4 houses, 4 or 5 barn shops and outbuildings, but nobody was injured or killed, fortunately, in that one. Now, down in Mississippi, they had a huge tornado rated as EF4. That's the extended Fujitsu scale. This is the 4th EF4 this year. This is the most fatal tornado year since 2012. So this is the 3rd violent tornado in the area within just a week, and the 4th EF4 tornado in 2020. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency has released its initial storm reports confirming 1 fatality and more than 80 properties partially or totally damaged. So far this year, tornadoes in the United States caused 67 fatalities, making it the most fatal individual tornado year since 2012. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, the estate of Jeffrey Epstein, who we have been told is dead, has entered into settlement talks with 17 women who filed sex abuse suits. And apparently there is a victim compensation fund that will assess each claim before issuing a payout within 90 days. What I'm waiting for is to see who shows up at the auction for all of his bizarre artwork, including the much-rumored picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress. Anyway, for you astronomy freaks, of which I am one, an asteroid half the size of Mount Everest is set to fly by Earth next week, and they managed to image it using the radio telescope in Arecibo, Puerto Rico. And oddly enough, it looks like it's wearing a facial mask. Well, I guess the word about coronavirus got out there as well. Okay, the Hubble Space Telescope is now 30 years old, and they sort of celebrated it with some new images of a giant nebula. And there we are now. Google has put a lot of work into developing artificial intelligence, and they've come up with a new one that can sort of evolve on its own. So if you're thinking Skynet, you're not far off. And this artificial intelligence can not only evolve on its own, they can induce mutations, see what's going to happen. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I don't know if you're familiar with yet another one of those symptoms. Oh, isn't that interesting? Years ago, they had this clip called House Cat Fever, where this big round table where various media cartel members met to how to basically get people all afraid. And so it's like, well, we got to spread this disease to get everyone afraid. And they called it House Cat Fever. And I don't know if you've seen it. Do you want me to shoot you the link for that, or you just want to look it up on YouTube?
Go ahead and send me the link for that one, but that would be very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's like obviously there is a fever, but, I like the Iceland solution where they basically dealt appropriately with the precursor to this mess we're in today because nobody was held accountable except in Iceland. But the reason why we're in this mess today is because nobody was held accountable 12 years ago when we were facing the same kind of mess where the banksters conjured all this. They got into this derivatives fraud and claimed that we owed trillions of dollars that, quite frankly, it's like, excuse me, the solution that Ron Paul and us Paul, I like the term Paulite because it sounds like polite. And I do want to be polite. I just bend more in the direction of candor than diplomacy. But the thing is, what really needs to happen is to liquidate the bad debt rather than perpetuating illegitimate debt. We need to acknowledge that we don't owe these trillions of dollars that didn't exist before the so-called loan. Does that sound fair enough?
That sounds fair enough. Are you familiar with the principle of odious debt?
Who? Odious debt is a debt that is... It's impossible to retire. It's like if somebody dies where you can liquidate their estate, but, if their estate's worth, say, $5,000 and they owe $50,000, the $45,000 left over is odious debt, and it is not an asset. It's like all these student loans. It's not an asset because the students, whether or not they got their degree, the jobs aren't there for them to be able to pay it back. So the only legitimate course of action is liquidate the bad debt, which is the one thing that the bankster plutocracy does not want to do. By the way, two of my cats have a birthday today because they have the same birthday as me. So I'm looking. In another year, I'll be able to start drawing on Social Security. And they say, well, if you wait a few more years, you'll be able to get more. And I'm like, if I wait a few more years, I may get a bigger number, but the value of that currency is going to be worth even less. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I want to back up to odious debt, though, because the context in which I'm talking about it is the fact it's an international legal principle that populations are not automatically responsible for certain debts of the government, in particular those that are, money that's borrowed to fight a war.
Yeah. Especially money that's so-called.
Yeah, so there's debts that legally the people can say, no, we're not responsible for that one.
Right. And that's what the folks of Iceland did, is that you guys got yourself into this mess by, doing all this leveraged, like the whole derivatives market. And, the thing is, people had mortgages where the interest rate went up, and what they did in Iceland was I was told that it was some kind of a limited jubilee where everything over, 110, 115% was whatever you were over the water over a certain amount was that, forget it. You don't owe significantly past what your house is worth. And for one, and the other thing is the interest rate is going to go back to what it was initially. And Iceland's economy is like a beach, trying to hold a beach ball underwater. You let go of the beach ball, and it's going to just pop up to the surface. So it sounds like the music's
exactly
playing. It's nice talking with you there, Mike. I'll shoot you the link as soon as I get a chance, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really happened? Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Harry in Indiana. Hello, Harry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Mike. I was just recognizing the irony about the media saying inject your veins with disinfectant to cure the coronavirus. Well, they're not too far off. Okay, now, sodium bicarbonate, baking soda is pure sodium bicarbonate. And yes, doctors used to give you a sodium bicarbonate drip when you went into the hospital if you were suffering from acidosis. And the thing about acidosis is they always associate with, like, industrial accidents and that kind of stuff. And it's not really associated with the Western diet and people drinking acidic beverages like pop and bottled tea and juices and that kind of stuff. So people are suffering from acidosis just to even get the flu. Now, the coronavirus, as well as cancer and many others, need an acidic medium to inject into a cell for replication. So it takes the Western diet to make a person sick. But this can be counteracted with simply taking a little bit of baking soda, you know, and every morning or whatever, however long you need it, depending on how bad your diet is. And I've been alkaline for years, and, you know, really, you know, it's doing wonders for me. But back to what I was saying about the IV drip, you know, the baking soda is considered a sanitizer, and it is available in IV solution for hospitals to use. So, you know, with that preventing the replication of the viruses or the actual virus from being able to get into inside the cell, why aren't they just putting these people on an IV drip of the sodium bicarbonate? And I'll never know. You know, I mean, simple.
They don't want simple. They want complicated and high markup.
Yeah, yeah, super expensive. They're after the money, not the cure. I mean, that's obvious. But for, like, me or you and the other person that can't afford to go in the hospital and be put on a ventilator for a week, all you got to do is just start drinking a little baking soda. Now, I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work with the one strain that's going around with the two segments HIV virus that can affect the white blood cells, but it seems like it would help in that as well.
Okay, Trump is actually on TV right now claiming he was being sarcastic about the disinfectant comment. I think he was just being reckless.
Yeah, but I guess he didn't know about the bacon, soda thing. His favorite
or
drug...
The alcohol.
Yeah, that helps too.
That's my favorite disinfectant is alcohol.
Yeah, I'm with you on there. But that hydroxy, what was that? The
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, its method of action is by raising the pH intercellularly. Inside the cell, it alkalizes the cell. Well, the baking soda would do that too if you just get rid of the acid diet and start taking a little bit of that. I mean, the directions are on the back of the box for stomach aches and that kind of stuff. You know, you can just follow the directions and cure yourself. And also, they found out in 1918 that people who had an alkaline diet and used a little bit of baking soda, they were less likely to get the swine flu, too. So it seems to be common. Yeah, Spanish flu. I'm sorry. But it seems to be common within all the virus infections. It's a simple method to cure diseases is simply to alkaline the diet, alkaline the body, you know, get rid of the Western food, that kind of thing. And that's pretty well where I was going with everything, Mike.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the information, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Ray in Indiana. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to give you information on that Dr. Andrew Kaufman, because you had several callers talk. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. He is a doctor, but he's a doctor of psychiatry. He's not a medical doctor. And so the medical community thinks he's a joke. But he does have a nice video on YouTube, and it's making its rounds. And I can tell you've had several callers call in and talk about that corona is not real, and it's because of this guy right here. And give you some idea of his credibility, David Icke is jumped big time on his bandwagon and is quoting him quite a bunch there. So that gives you some idea of his credibility. But it you get people calling in about him, they really don't know what they're talking about. Coronavirus is real, and there are people dying from it. That part is
yes.
The overreaction is what's wrong.
Yeah.
The economic shutdown is totally uncalled for, and it's going to cause a lot more damage than. And along those lines, I was trying to, I told you I was trying to quantify them. Well, the London Guardian is quoting a United Nations report saying that because of this economic slowdown and recession worldwide, that there's saying anywhere from 100 to 300 million people are going to starve to death this year. That is way worse than the thousands of people that we're going to have dying here in the United States. And Steve Elkin and some of the other callers, I totally agree that number is being padded. they're up to almost 50,000, and it's probably half that. We won't know until the end of the year until this all passes, unfortunately. Then one other quick update. The Stanford study in California.
Yes.
Those same people are doing a 10,000 sample of 10,000 people that are all part of the Major League Baseball. They're not the players, but 27 different teams have agreed to let their employees and their medical staff are all helping out with this, and they're going to have a sample size of 10,000 people spread out all over the country. And they'll be getting results from that here soon. And that's going to be a very accurate representation of what the antibodies are actually out there in the entire United States. Like I said, the sample size is going to be 10,000 people. So I'll definitely give you an update on that once they report. Because, like I said, I'm actually following Dr. Jay Pachacri, and I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name. He's actually one of the lead authors on that, and he's doing great reporting on YouTube about the results and everything else, and he does a great job of it. He's a medical doctor, and he has a degree in economics. And like I say, he's definitely saying that this economic shutdown is the wrong answer to this problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think the antibody results here are going to definitely confirm that this is the wrong answer. So anyway, I do appreciate your time. Let me chime in. Keep up the great work. And hopefully they'll lift this travel restriction and we can do a meet and greet. You're getting all these Indiana callers here, so hopefully someday here soon we can do a meet and greet and meet you in person. I'd love to see that happen.
That's one of the reasons we moved back to the mainland, is so I can get out there and get some talking engagements. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Graybeard in Washington State. Hello, Graybeard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Mike, let me say thank you very much for doing what you do. Thank the lovely Lady Claire as well. Always love her insights. And all righty, cool. We've got a little bit of a situation. I've been listening to the show, and I've had my brain go off here about a couple of things. The situation that you were talking about concerning their trying to stop people from their right to peaceably assemble.
Yes.
Got me to thinking, our Governor Inslee, the rat doesn't even begin to cover it. Anyway, he made a asinine statement yesterday concerning a couple of our sheriffs. And we have a couple of sheriffs in Washington that have stated that, no, they're not going to enforce his stay-at-home dictum and his ridiculousness going on with the situation, and they're just not going to enforce it. It's an unconstitutional situation.
Okay.
Now, he made the comment replying to them saying, well, that's okay. I have state troopers and National Guard. Does that sound dangerous to you, or is that just me?
That sounds very dangerous. It sounds like this guy's ego's getting the better of him.
Oh, yeah, in an extremely major way. Little other thing I wanted to just throw out there real quick and run it by you. I've noticed that across the country, you know, the hot spots, you know, the states and the cities that are really, really cracking down and are screaming for all this stay-at-home stuff and everything else, and that they're not getting as much help as they need and all this other stuff.
Yes.
Are, suspiciously, they're all, at least as far as I know, the majority of them are sanctuary cities. You know, you've got New York and Chicago and Seattle and, you know. And didn't Trump last year say something about, okay, if you're not going to play by the rules, we're not going to give you any support or aid or any kind of stuff like that for it? Or he was cutting off their federal funding.
He was cutting off Trump funding, yeah.
Yeah. Now, doesn't it seem odd to you that all of a sudden, of course, everybody's using the, you know, don't let a good catastrophe go to waste situation?
Yeah.
It seems unusual that, I mean, up here we had a hospital built, didn't even see a single patient, and is being taken down and removed now because it's not needed. But Inslee is still screaming that the federal government isn't doing enough and he needs more of this and that. It seems to me, again, with another thing you mentioned earlier, that they're channeling or at least in my estimation, they're doing their darnest to try and figure out a way to channel the money away from we the people and giving it to the people that aren't supposed to be here in the first place.
Well, if you listened earlier in the show, we were talking about this situation in Oregon where they're carving off about $10 million of the COVID money for illegal immigrants.
Yes. And I have a very high suspicion that that is actually going on in New York and up here in Seattle and down in L.A. as well. You know, I don't know for a fact, of course, because, you know, I don't, you know, I'm out in the rainforest. I don't go to Seattle if I can at all possibly avoid it.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know, Mick Dodge is my neighbor kind of thing. Anyway, the last thing I just want to say is, again, thank you very much for doing what you do, giving us a platform to be able to express our concerns, share thoughts and opinions, and to give your wondrous intellect, you know, to lend a machete into our intellectual thicket here that the government loves to try and spin us up in.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, right now, there are 8 meatpacking plants that closed across America, and this is raising fears that there may be a food shortage. And there may well be. We've had people calling on in and saying, you know, the food is out there, but the supply chain is breaking down because the truckers can't make money because the restaurants are closed, cafeterias at schools are closed, places that normally buy a lot of the produce aren't buying. Nobody seems to really have the money to get the food shipped from where it's produced to places like the food banks. So 8 meatpacking plants closed. All right, the other day, Donald Trump issued an order that if any of those Iranian gunboats harass U.S. warships in the Gulf, which is Iran's backyard, that they could open fire. Iran has announced that if any U.S. warships harass Iranian ships, they will open fire. So this is getting very, very, very serious. Now, again, a lot of people could be forgiven for saying, why are we even over there? Why are we over there in the Persian Gulf? I mean, that would be like Iran's warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico, which, to the best of my knowledge, they're not doing. Anyway. Okay. 50% of Americans say their savings will run out this month. $1,200 doesn't go as far as it used to, apparently. And, you know, they're trying to get more of this money going on out there. And ultimately, you know, it's driving the U.S. national debt right through the roof. The debt is now larger than at the end of World War II. Over in Korea, rumors are still flying back and forth about Kim Jong-un. And apparently, the concern about how close he might be to death comes from a single anonymous source in South Korea. And so people are pulling back and saying, well, maybe not, we don't know. But If Kim Jong-un dies or decides to retire, his younger sister is primed to take over. She's next in the order of succession. Hopefully she'll be a little bit mellower than Kim Jong-un was. ZeroHedge.com has an article, expert warns U.S. is on the brink of mass civil unrest. I hope not, but I understand why that might be coming. Okay. Let's see. People are talking about a comeback. Here's our commercial. We'll be back after these few words.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
Welcome back to our show here, and we were talking about food insecurity and the possibility that there's going to be some hunger in this country because of this economic lockdown. And we're looking at a wide variety of problems. One is, of course, the virus outbreaks at food plants, you know, the processing plants being closed down. We talk about 8 of them now. The reliance on guest workers is another problem. Trump is saying he's suspending immigration, but apparently he's not planning to include guest worker programs in the ban. Apparently, despite automation, America's agricultural sector still depends heavily on foreign workers to pick the crops. Another issue, and I was unaware of this one, is supply chain mismatch, because our supply chain is set up for normal times when a lot of people are eating at restaurants and, you know, kids are eating lunch and a carton of milk at school, and they haven't really adapted yet to the fact of everybody being kept at home. Apparently, some $5 billion of fresh fruits and vegetables have already gone to waste, according to the Produce Marketing Association. Some dairies have been pouring thousands of gallons of milk down the drain. That really is terrible. And even before the pandemic began, 37 million people were considered food insecure, according to Monica, I think it's Hake, a senior research manager at Feeding America, a hunger prevention group. And, of course, the economic downturn from the lockdown is only going to make that number rise. Let's see. As more and more cities have locked down, the problem of how to get food into people's homes has grown. People practicing stringent social distancing have resorted to grocery deliveries, leaving delivery services strapped for workers. So that's a big part of the problem. And, you know, we've always talked about prepping, and you can't survive for very long on your prepping, but if you have the room, you know, hopefully you've already put in a vegetable garden, and as we get into summer and things start blooming on the trees, you might want to learn how to can, put stuff away for the fall. So you might want to think about getting a chest freezer. We were at Walmart the other day looking for freezers. They were completely sold out. We're not talking about the refrigerator in the kitchen. We're talking about a separate standalone chest freezer in the garage for the overflow. And they were completely sold out. It's like the toilet paper. All of a sudden, everybody realizes they need one or they want one. All right, we're coming up here on the top of the hour and station identification break. And when we come on back, the lovely lady Claire will be joining us with her unique perspective on the world. And meanwhile, let's see. Oh, there's the music. All right, we'll be back after station identification.
At Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.